Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Christine Guyberson from New York, New York.
Hey, how are things in New York, New York?
Oh, things are fantastic. How's everything in Chicago?
Great, great. I mean, really, it's a happy day for everyone. What do you do there?
I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, cool. What sort of things do you design?
Mostly environmental design, so I do exhibits, signage, wayfinding.
Oh, totally cool.
Wayfinding.
Yeah. I'm sorry, wayfinding? What is that
about? Navigation through space, yeah.
You mean this way to the exit, that sort of thing?
Exhibit continues
down the hall, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's really interesting.
That's important. Yeah. That's the sort of the. Yeah. If it wasn't for you, we'd all still be wandering around the Field Museum, wondering how the heck to get out of the Ancient Americas exhibit. So, anyway, welcome to the show, Christine. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, fill in that last word or phrase correctly. On two of the limericks, do that, you will be a winner.
Okay.
Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
From our honeymoon, we emerged harried. Yet the intimate impetus tarried. Making whoopee each night is no right nor a plight, but a miracle. See, because we're...
married.
Yes! You've heard the jokes. You've heard the jokes. What's the best guarantee of sexual abstinence? A wedding ring. Ha ha! But in a case of great minds thinking and doing other things alike, two different married couples, the Mullers, a conservative couple from North Carolina, and the Browns, a more liberal, earthy, crunchy couple from Colorado, both decided, or rather each decided, to have sex every single day and document the experience in a new book. The North Carolina couple's goal was a whole year, 365 days, while the Colorado couple was aiming for just 100 days. Said Ann Brown, one of the 100-day persons, quote, "I'm not a quitter. The night he had vertigo, I said, 'I'm sorry, guy, but you've got to keep going.'" I don't know how vertigo is. Like, well, doing the floor, I guess. I don't know. Is that an impediment?
Not tonight, honey. I have vertigo.
Just keep one foot on the floor.
That's all you need to do. Now, news reports about the book projects have been widely circulated, as well as laminated, put on refrigerators, left on pillows, pinned to the back of children. Hey, honey, did you read that article? Did you read it yet? Huh? Did you? Huh?
But you know what was cool? What? In both cases, the women were initiated the projects.
Yes, that's true. So as a professional advice person, columnist, would you advise this to people?
I think I need to try it first, just to make sure it's okay.
Really?
I don't want to suggest something that I wouldn't be willing to try myself. So, yeah, I'd have to try it first. But you know, both couples I know talked about what a chore it was. It was really,
yeah, they did.
And it's almost like, so twice a week ain't so bad now, huh? Because if you're really mean to me, we'll do it every night. You know, it's kind of like that.
Like that.
I feel I've wandered into a really bad place.
All right, here's your next limerick, Christine.
As Guantanamo pretrials close, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed shares woes. This sketch of my face is a glaring disgrace. I do not have a large bulbous
nose.
Right. Being seized by American forces, brought to Guantanamo, charged with being the mastermind of 9/11, bad enough. But an unflattering courtroom artist sketch was just too much for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to bear. Upon seeing the photo, Mohammed complained loudly that his nose was completely wrong in the picture, and that the artist should instead use his hunky 2003 FBI photo as a guide. Quote, "I'll concede that the nose wasn't flattering," said courtroom artist Janet Hamlin. Co-conspirator Walid bin Attash, also featured in the artist's rendering, disagreed completely with Muhammad's criticism. He said, "Oh, look, that's me. That's great," unquote. That's true. He was very pleased with it. Courtroom officials, in an attempt to placate the disgruntled prisoner, agreed to let him change his orange jumpsuit to a color more suited to his spring palette. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
Bananas are quite a nice dish. Yet for sushi, we monkeys do wish. Since trees don't deliver, we've gone to the river and patiently learn how to...
fish. fish.
Right. In another study showing that monkeys are more closely related to us than even we thought before, scientists in Indonesia have discovered that long-tailed macaque monkeys can learn how to fish. According to researchers from the Nature Conservancy and the Great Ape Trust, the new behavior shows the monkeys adapting to their changing environment and shifting food sources. Ooh. They secretly watched as the large groups of silver-haired monkeys rented their boats, stocked up on beer, and then hung around in the river until it was time to drive home in cars with bumper stickers reading, "A bad day fishing is better than a good day flinging poo." Carl, how did Christine do in our quiz?
Christine was perfect, Peter. Christine, you had 3 correct answers. I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine. Thanks for playing.